the basic logic of the great victories of the gay movements in the 1990s and the 2000s was to say to the to straight society, look, you don't need to change much. Like, you just need to apply your own principles, yeah? Like, we basically kind of including us in the in society is not going to require you to change. The logic of the queer or the trans or the LGBT plus thing is completely different. Yeah, they say you need to change everything from how you understand biology to how you use pronouns. And indeed, I think that we see in recent years that there's a decline after a very long time. There's a decline in kind of public support for gay issues or for sexual minorities.
Hello, welcome back to BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history. I'm Alex Hochuli in São Paulo, Brazil, joined today once again by contributing editor Lee Jones in London. Hello.
Hi, Alex.
And delighted to be welcomed by someone who I believe is a longtime listener of the podcast, someone who I've had the pleasure of meeting a little while ago at a BungaCast event, Ran Heilbrunn, whom I will allow to introduce himself.
Thanks for the invitation. Happy to be here. I am a writer. I live in Munich, Germany. I teach here at Wittenberg University, or the Munich campus of Wittenberg University. It's a Dutch university. I write about politics, technology, and homosexuality. That's more recent, but
So I'll pass over to Lee in just a second, but we're here to discuss a book, a new edited collection called Inversion, Gay Life After the Homosexual, which has just come out. It's edited by friends of the podcast, Aman Namaman and Pierre Dalin-Cassé. And specifically, we want to discuss with Ran his essay, Abolish Queer Theory. Now, for those of you who might be thinking, well, this isn't the usual BungaCast fair, just to say a little bit about why we were interested in this. I mean, in first place, we like very much the essay, but also we are interested in exploring this year the theme of the pre-political, amongst a couple of other themes. You may have heard us make that announcement in recent episodes, but maybe just to repeat them, they are state capitalism, war, and militarism, the aforementioned, the pre-political, political recombinations, and irrationalism and unfreedom. Now, this issue of the pre-political, well, what is it? I mean, hopefully an answer to that question will emerge over the course of our explorations this year on the podcast. But I guess we do have some notion of it being the fundaments on which politics are built, those areas of social life which are not directly political, but which might be important for forms of social organization which give birth to politics. So the way that queer theory and the history of gay liberation movements interact with that, I think, is quite important. Of course, we're going to be talking about, in some ways, whether the personal is political or not, and whether it should be, or whether certain areas of life which have become politicized should be guarded against further politicization or commercialization even. Anyway, so these are questions which we want to explore in this episode, perhaps not directly, but through the history of queer theory and Rand's arguments for its abolition. So with no further ado, I'll let Lee take it away.
Thanks, Alex. Ran, for those of our listeners who are lucky enough not to be academics, can you please explain what queer theory is, where it came from, and what it is today?
Yes. Okay. It's fairly easy to explain where it came from. The origins of queer theory, intellectually at least, are very specific. One of them is a book published in 1976 in France by Michel Foucault. It's the first volume of History of Sexuality. And the other one is an essay